This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. Both sides are exchanging views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. In his opening remarks, the defense minister thanked the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He complimented General Nakatani for his contribution to deepening the Indo-Japan defense relations.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in the wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a Tri-Services Guard of Honour. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistani military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite Kupwara, Baramula, Poonch, Rajouri, Mendhar, Nowshera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor areas of Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian troops responded promptly and proportionately. There were no reports of any casualties. The Supreme Court will hear a batch of petitions today challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna, Justice Sanjay Kumar and Justice K.V. Vishwanathan will hear the matter at 2 p.m. The bench had clarified in its hearing on the 17th of last month that today's posting is for a preliminary hearing and if necessary, interim orders will be passed. In the last hearing, the central government undertook to put on hold certain contentious provisions of the Amendment Act after the court expressed certain concerns. The centre assured that registered or notified waqfs, including waqfs by user lands, will not be affected. It also undertook not to make appointments to the Central Waqf Council and the state waqf boards. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Gujarat, Andhra Pradesh and Odisha today. The Met Department predicted moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds in Bihar, Odisha, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Uttarakhand, Assam, Manipur and West Bengal till tomorrow. IMD said hot and humid weather conditions are expected to prevail over Kerala and Mahe. Parts of East Rajasthan can witness dust storms today. According to the weather agency, hailstorm conditions are very likely over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. US President Donald Trump has directed his government to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the former prison on an island off the coast of California. On a social media platform, President Trump said that for too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent and repeat criminal offenders, and the reopening of Alcatraz would serve as a symbol of law, order and justice. The prison was closed in 1963, and Alcatraz Island is currently operating as a tourist site. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with gains of around 0.4% in forenoon trade today, amid continued foreign fund inflows and positive global cues. Barring banking stocks, all other sectoral indices were trading higher. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 281 points to 80,783 and the NSE Nifty 50 increased 104 points to 24,451 when reports last came in. At the Khelo India Youth Games in Bihar on the second day, athletes are competing in Sepak Takraw, Kabaddi and the traditional martial arts Gatka. In Kabaddi, Andhra Pradesh edged past Chhattisgarh in a nail-biting contest at the Rajgir Sports Complex in the boys' category. In the girls' category, Rajasthan clinched a 43-33 victory over Chhattisgarh, showcasing strong performances and competitive spirit. And with that, we end this news bulletin.